Well, right around this time last year, nearly half of Michigan was covered in snow. So what's different about 2015 than about 2014? Joining us by phone to answer that question is Mark Terragrossa, chief meteorologist at MLive and at farmerweather.com. Mark, welcome back to Current State.
Hey, good morning.
What do you attribute the difference between this November and last November?
Well, last year we had a very cold pocket of air that had been dominating our weather for several years, and it had already invaded our area. This year, we've stuck with a south-southwest wind for most of November. That's a real rare flow for November, and we've had a very mild November. If you want to attribute it to anything, it may be attributable to El Nino, but I think that the warming effects of El Nino really don't show up until late December and into the heart of winter. Hmm. So this I would just call an anomalously warm pattern.
Remind our listeners what El Nino is.
El Nino is when the Pacific Ocean between South America and Australia warms up more than normal. And it happens on a cyclical pattern, not something that's so cyclical we can say this year will be an El Nino, next year won't, and that year will be an El Nino. But it is warmed up, and right now, currently, we have the second strongest El Nino ever in modern history since 1950, and it's pacing that it probably will be the strongest El Nino in modern history.
How about that? Every time this discussion comes up, I'm recalling Christmas Day of 1982. It hit around 65 degrees on Christmas Day here in the Lansing area. It was an extraordinary day. But you're saying this El Nino we're looking at is on par to be the second strongest since 1950?
Currently, it is the second strongest. And as it continues to pace, the forecast in the next month or two probably will bring it to officially being termed the strongest El Nino. And you're right. You remember Christmas Day of 82. And that's when typically the warmer than normal, I don't want to use the word warm for winter. I want to use the words warmer than normal weather starts to show up and makes us in Michigan sense like, hey, this is going to be a little bit different of a winter than normal. Right now we feel that because we've been warm in November, but typically we don't think the El Nino effects affect this part of the year, but it's hard to say too. But as we get toward the last week of December and you look at the extended forecast in the first 2 weeks of January, if you see milder than normal temperatures forecast and quieter weather patterns, not as much storming as forecast, you can probably be rest assured that El Nino is the maker, that we'll say.
Mark Terragrossa is chief meteorologist at MLive and at farmerweather.com. Now, you mentioned that we probably won't see the effects of the El Nino, I beg your pardon, until late next month. The peak of those effects are December and January, or are we apt to see the effects of an El Nino all the way to mid-March?
Peak of those effects would be late December, January, February, March, and possibly April.
Remind us what La Nina is here, too, and how it relates to El Nino.
Okay, La Nina is the opposite, when the ocean all of a sudden starts to cool off more than normal. And a La Nina tends to bring us a little bit better of a chance of a cold and snowy winter. But the big factor that I think we watch for is when an El Nino starts to cool, like it's forecast in the spring or summer of next year, and if it cools rapidly and sinks right into a La Nina pattern, which happens sometimes, it's a hot, dry pattern that typically shows up in the Corn Belt, just off to our west, Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and the heat spreads this way. So we could be looking at an about face on the weather that we've had the last two or three years, cold and snowy, to a mild and less snow type winter, to if the El Nino fades, La Nina kicks in, we may transition right into a hotter summer.
Hmm. It looks like we could get some snowfall this weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. I'm writing a post right now for MLive, and we're just going to be following this. And right now I'm covering what we do know and what we don't know about the storm. What we do know is it's coming on Saturday, starting early Saturday morning in the southwest side of the state, sweeping across the state during the day on Saturday and ending Sunday night. The temperatures, in my mind, are just going to be marginal for snow. I do think we're going to have a lot of wet snow falling at times. You can expect your first winter driving conditions, but the roads are warm. The ground is super warm. The Great Lakes have not cooled off at all. They're averaging 45 to 50 degrees. All of those things, I think, are going to take half of the snow that falls in the sky and melt it on the ground. And right now, what we don't know is exactly how much snow falls at your house by Sunday morning.
But given what you've said about the rest of the winter, the odds that it'll stick sound pretty slim. Will it be around for Thanksgiving? Will it stick around that long if it snows?
No, it won't. We're already going to be back into a southwest wind by Monday and Tuesday of next week. We're going to start a warming trend as we head toward Thanksgiving. Right now, Thanksgiving looks like temperatures would be well above freezing, so any travel around the Great Lakes wouldn't have to worry about any of the white stuff or ice. And then as we get to past Thanksgiving, it looks like another little blast of cold could come, and we may have to deal with snow and ice on the return trip after Thanksgiving.
All right. A nice summary of where we're at and a nice look ahead. We've been talking about Michigan's winter weather with Mark Torregrossa, chief meteorologist at MLive and at farmerweather.com. Mark, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.